This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Patrick Pendleton has been charged with felony death by vehicle, possession of opiates, and other charges for the March death of Savannah Lowry. Pendleton was allegedly impaired when he crashed into Lowry's vehicle head-on in the Silver Spoon community. Look for more on this story on our website. An infant is recovering after allegedly ingesting cocaine Saturday. The child's caregiver has been charged. Yolanda Moore, age 30, of Marvin's Lane Chapman, was charged with felony child abuse, inflicting serious injury. She's being held under $100,000 bond. The second time was the charm for a wanted man in western Columbus County. Dustin Long allegedly fled from his home into a wooded area Monday when deputies tried to serve him with a civil summons. A dog attacked a deputy and had to be struck during the chase. Deputies returned to the home later and caught Long as he allegedly tried to flee again. He was captured, this time in a bedroom. He was charged with resisting an officer and two counts of assault on an officer. He was held without bond. An angry ex-girlfriend was charged with drug possession after an early morning incident Tuesday. Tracy Lynn Spivey was charged with having crack cocaine in the detention center and property damage. She allegedly tried to break into a home on Pleasant Plains Church Road just after midnight. While she was being processed at the detention center, deputies found a rock of crack cocaine in her bra. The filing period for farmers affected by last year's droughts and tropical weather is now open. Producers must apply for funding by May 4th. While the bulk of the Ag Disaster Recovery Act money has been set aside for western North Carolina, $111 million is available for farmers in the rest of the state. See this story online for more information as well as a link to apply. Southeastern Community College will host a career expo Friday from 12:30 until 2. The event is free. The expo will give current and prospective employees a closer look at careers and training available in Columbus County. The college is located at 4564 Chaverton Highway, Whiteville. April 5th through the 11th is Week of the Young Child, and Columbus County Partnership for Children has a number of free activities. We're going to start off this Saturday with the Family Fun Festival at the County Fitness Park. Events kick off at 11 a.m. There'll be a puppet show, dance performances, a bubble garden, face painting, and more. The Fitness Park is on Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. Saturday is Chaverton Safety Day at the Town Hall. There'll be golf cart registrations, bicycle safety classes, fire safety demonstrations, equipment displays, tours of emergency vehicles, and more. The town hall is located on Brown Street. The event is from 9 until noon, and of course, it is free. Southeastern Swamp Stewards and the Lumbee Tribe will host a Lumber River canoe and kayak trip Saturday. The 2-mile paddle will kick off at Orem at 10 a.m. Go to ncwf.org/events for more. Saturday is the Spring Has Sprung Festival at Tabor City. There'll be the parade, food trucks, kids' corner with Flims of the Clown, and much more. Find all about Spring Has Sprung in this week's Tabor Talk column at columbuscountynews.com. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.